spaghetti and the massive amounts of funding they could put into all these shows. So that took many years to do. We thought it was a wonderful show, and we brought it over. So that's part of what determines how many of our shows. Now, what are we curating, and what comes is generated by research interests and what we are most agitated by in terms of pressing questions of understanding the moment that we're in, the place that we're in. The show that we're working on now for the fall is meant to coincide with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which will be in Vancouver, September 18th to 21st. So this is a show that looks at the history, legacy, impact of residential schools as a major component of Canadian art history. Historically and in a contemporary moment. It is not a survey show, but it's trying to isolate artists that address it in a way that seems important for us to look at.
Now, from time to time, I hear about another art gallery in Vancouver, a rather large art gallery. Do you coordinate anything with them or share programming so that there's no overlap or no contradiction or no similarity, or you just go your own happy Point Grey way?
I like that description of happy Point Grey way. It's quite a small community in Vancouver, the arts community, which is wonderful, and everyone knows what everyone else is doing, for better or for worse. Sometimes things work beautifully together purely by serendipity. As you know, traffic is up at the Vancouver Art Gallery right now, which is a show on Canadian conceptual art, and that we couldn't have planned it better to go with our show on California conceptualism. It's a brilliant way to think in a deeper way about a series of questions that each of the exhibitions is asking people to think about with slightly different emphasis. That was not planned. Traffic was supposed to open years ago at the VAG, and it got delayed for various reasons. So I especially like when mistakes work out in our favor in that way. I do try to work closely with the person at the VAG who would be the equivalent of a non-university museum who would do academic programs. I think we should all be talking with one another as much as possible on campus and outside. So we really do try to foster those relationships. I wouldn't say that we plan our schedules together, but we're aware and try to accommodate things that will make for more interesting engagement in the city.
So tell me what's missing from the Belkin. What would you like to see happen in terms of either programming, publications, physical space? You alluded to a kind of hope that there'll be an increase in space. Tell me what's missing. What you'd really like to see in the Belkin 5 years from now?
What I'd really like to see at the Belkin is space in the building that allows for pedagogical programming to better answer the needs of students and faculty. So we have needs. There are programs we'd like to do, teaching courses out of the gallery, having classes come in as a matter of course to use the incredible resources that we have. It's very rare for a museum, for a gallery, to have an archive like we do. The archive at the Belkin is fantastic. I'd like to see a lot more research happening using that and a lot more learning happening in the classroom through the use of these resources. I feel like we are a terribly underutilized resource on campus, and it really is an amazing place, the Belkin Gallery. I spent a lot of time in the Belkin in the years I was on this campus at UBC when I was affiliated with the English department, and was amazed by the way the exhibitions really agitate important questions. I don't think campus is paying enough attention to what goes on at the Belkin, and I spent a lot of time thinking why that is. What I'd like to see in 5 years, besides the physical resources at a building to incorporate pedagogy meaningfully, is also seeing more of my colleagues in the gallery.
Yes, I think you're right. Is there a newsletter? Does the Belkin distribute an e-newsletter?
We are working on the idea of a newsletter. We do not have one. It's a good idea. We do send out press releases and announcements, but we're going to consolidate them into a newsletter. It requires that people sign up for it.
I understand.
So I implore anyone who's listening to the show to come visit our website and sign up for our mailing list. There's a lot going on. The School of Music puts on a concert every semester at the Belkin. There's been original music composed for these concerts. It's a wonderful event that we have. We have an essay contest once a year, a Dean of Arts Prize for the best essay in visual literacy. I'd like undergraduates to know about this and be writing for it. It's a terrific prize. It's 1,000 words, $1,000.
Do you have to be an undergraduate? I've got a couple of ideas. I mean, that just might
maybe
really
you'll adjudicate work with us, Ira.
Well, you never know. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. So do you feel any need to, just to kind of wrap things up, coordinate the programming of the Belkin with other university galleries, either on the West Coast or across the country? Is there, for example, an association of university art galleries?
There is, but we're not doing enough to collaborate. So we come together to share our successes and our failures, to share what works and doesn't work, and to keep one another abreast of programs. But I think there should be a lot more collaborative work. And that's something that happens a lot more on the East Coast when everyone's much closer together. But there is such a clear series of conversations and relationships all the way up our coast, all across this Cascadian Northwest. We should be in a much more active dialogue through exchanges, taking courses in one another's departments and spending time in each other's galleries and archives. So that's something I'd like to see a lot more of.
Sounds wonderfully exciting. And really, in a way, I have the impression the Belkin is sort of on the cusp of a whole series of new steps and new directions, which I think will have a tremendous, wonderfully exciting intellectual effect on the campus.
We're hoping so. It feels like a very exciting time.
Wonderful. Shelley, thanks so much. Shelley Rosenblum is curator of academic programs at the Belkin Gallery. And do join us again for the first of the year when we begin a new series of UBC Arts on the Air. Thanks again, Shelley.
Thanks very much, Ira.
And that was the conclusion of our arts report for this Wednesday evening, the interviews that you've been hearing over the last couple hours. My name is Michael Markowski. I'm going to be playing some music for you here for the next hour and a half before the next DJ comes in. The first thing I'm going to play here is a song off of the new Chilly Gonzalez album. It's called Solo Piano 2, and this is a nice song here. Thank you.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
So, welcome back here. We were just listening to a couple things I said right off the top. That was Chili Gonzalez playing some piano for us off his new album, Solo Piano 2. And then we were listening to some mariachi music, the Mariachi Ghost and their new EP, Machete. And that was song number 2 there, Mariachi Ghost, the title track. My name is Michael, and you're listening to UBC Radio here, CITR 101.9. And we were just listening to Langhorne Slim and the Law, a couple tracks off of that album, and that's called The Way We Move. We heard The Way We Move. That's the title track, number one off the album. And then I just played another one there. I think it's pretty cool. Bad Luck. Great stuff. You know what? I'm going to play a few more off this this record here.
I was just and I was cold. One can only take it for so long. It makes me sick to think that we're through. When I found my heart, she went around to give it to. You're not the first to get away, but you're the one that I wish would stay. Now it's just the walls that I'm talking to. When I found I'm not cold.
T-shirt time.
T-shirt time.
It's T-shirt time.
Everybody knows it's T-shirt time.
So annoying.
T-shirt time.
It's T-shirt time.
Oh my God, shut up now.
Shirtless robots listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their T-shirts on.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
So we were listening to, again, that Longhorn Slim and the Law, The Way We Move. I played three tracks off that album. It's kind of nice foot tap and stuff. And I guess it attracted my eye because it's the cover album artwork here is a couple of old-timey boxers in the ring. And it reminded me because earlier today I was watching on YouTube the clips of the Manny Pacquiao-Marquez boxing match, which is like the first time I think I've ever watched a full boxing match before. But it was, if you're maybe into sports anyway, I'd highly recommend trying to YouTube that thing. It's probably been taken off the air already, but it's quite a spectacular kind of finish. You couldn't write anything better than that. And I'll leave you to check that out. Can't believe talking about boxing on college radio.
Just leave me alone. I think I will survive. Hand over the keys. It's my turn to drive. Just leave me alone. I need to take a breath.
It's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That's right, 101.9 here in Vancouver. If you're listening to us on the radio or on the internet at CITR.ca. You can tune us in. You can also listen to old programs. They're archived there. You can download them. And, of course, there's podcasts all over iTunes as well. You can also become a DJ or a volunteer here at the station. You can come in and talk to one of the fabulous volunteers or the staff that are working here and get yourself signed up. Right before that, I was playing a track here, Joanne Tickle, an album called Gorilla Girl, which I thought coming in after the Arts Report would be appropriate. You may have heard of the Gorilla Girls, a feminist art group from the mid-80s. And so I'm not sure what her affiliation to this group was, but she's dressed in a gorilla suit on the cover with a gorilla pulling apart some curtains to reveal her. Anyway, let's get back to some music.
Thank you.
So we were just listening to Les Mummies de Palerme. I think this is a Quebecois group, and they have a beautiful handmade album that they have here. And here, I've just been going through the stacks trying to find interesting album artwork because I don't recognize half of the stuff here. So this one is, I thought, quite special. They obviously put some time and energy into preparing this. Again, Les Mummies de Palerme and Brûlé de... I can't read what that says on their own cover. But I played two tracks off there, Incarnation and Je T'aime. And I'm going to follow that up with something that's, again, a little bit more atmospheric, I suppose. Maybe the only one off of this album. I'm going to play some stuff off of Bison BC. And this is sort of a testament to... You can send anything into the college radio station, and there's a chance that it might get played. This one has no album artwork. It's burned on the CD. It just has handwritten note on the back here of the track names, which I have a certain fondness for. So... you Bison BC off of their new album, I guess, October 22nd release date, it says here. And again, an album that was burned on a disc at home and mailed in an empty CD case. And as I said, it's true, though. You don't have to have $1 million behind you and be signed to a big label to get your music played on the air. You can provide us what you have, send it in, and you never know. Somebody might actually play it on the radio. I'm going to play a couple of PSAs here.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're back here. We'd listen to a couple tracks by White Rabbits. That was heavy metal to start us off as a bit of a tribute to Bison BC that we heard before that. And just after the track, after we, the first White Rabbits track I played, I also played Hold It to the Fire. And this is actually a really good album. I just was listening to a little bit of it, previewing it here in the studio before the show. Which is a cool thing about being a volunteer here at CITR. You get to listen to all this fantastic music that you may otherwise not have access to. Or it's like being back in the 90s where there was actual stores where you could actually pick up CDs and look at them as opposed to just sort of being fed what you're told or what Facebook thinks that you'll like. And you get to explore different things. And anyway, I'm going to play some more music here in a second. Somebody's been trying to call into the station here, and I can't get the phone to work for whatever reason here. I can't get a dial tone, so, and I think I'm the only person in the complex. So you won't be getting through or sending any requests or anything here, unfortunately, so I'm going to be dictating the story. We're going to be listening to some music by the Sheepdogs next, which maybe, I don't know if that's too mainstream or not. I've actually just never heard the Sheepdogs. I know they're on the cover of Rolling Stone. There's sort of this great Cinderella story being this little band from Saskatchewan. But anyway, if you're anything like me and you haven't heard them, this is the Sheepdogs playing The Way It Is.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Sorry, we were just listening to Pontiac there. Echo Ono is their new album, which I guess is out in February. So getting a little bit of a head start on this one. We were listening to Across the Steep, track number 4. And let me see. We'll be right back. And that was Moon Duo off their new album, Circles. We were listening to the first track off their Sleepwalker. And I'm going to play a little bit more music here. This is another thing that we were sent and have no idea about. This is a promo for the new Dating Myself album that's coming out. And this one doesn't even have track listings or anything except what is written on the hand-burned CD.
Is no my bike go round and round, round and round, round and round. The gears on my bike shift clickety-click, clickety-click, clickety-click. The wheels on my bike go round and round, all through the town. My bicycle has two lights, one in front and one in back. I turn them on to flash at night as I glide through the black. My bicycle had a purple bell which flew off on the road in November when I slipped and fell. Now I just shout on your left. The wheels on my bike go round and round, round and round, round and round. The gears on my bike shift clickety-click, clickety-click, clickety-click. The bell I used to have went ring, 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 ring. The wheels on my bike go round and round all through the town. I ride my bike now every day. It is fast and fun and free. I put the fun between my legs, says another cyclist to me. My bicycle has two wheels, they wheel me where I will. It's painted yellow with black streaks in Jackson Pollock style. The wheels on my bike go round and round, round and round, round and round. The gears on my bike shift clickety-click, clickety-click, clickety-click. The bell I used to have went ring, 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 ring. Now me on my bike says on your left, on your left, on your left. The wheels on my bike go round and round all through the town.
So that was A Fistful of Snacks we were just listening to, and the new album, of course, The Journey. And that was track number 6, My Bicycle. And again, this was just something I just thought I would take a little bit of a chance on here. I don't think it's one of the more played albums or tracks in the studio here. So I like kind of finding some of the things that are, you know, a little off the radar. I'm going to play now some Paper Maps. I believe they're from out in Ontario.
Wait for me, yeah. Wait for me.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
So my time is almost over here at CITR, here on UBC's radio, 101.9 FM, or CITR.ca for streaming live and podcasts from past episodes. It's been a pleasure to be here. I just can't believe it's already been an hour and a half. We followed the Arts Report, so you can check that out every Wednesday evening. And coming up next, we have Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. So please stick around for that.
Big moments in your life don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's just after 8 p.m. and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Also broadcasting on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca, and you can find our shows in podcast form also at CITR.ca. So welcome to Folk Oasis. 2 hours, actually tonight 2 hours and a bit of eclectic kumbaya, free folk roots Americana music. I am your host, Val C. Vancouver Val, and welcome to Wednesday, December 12th. Hey, it's 12-12-12. Just about done. Couple more hours of that. What is it, about 9 more days to the end of the world as we know it, or a new beginning, depending on whom you believe. And yes, special extended version of the show tonight. I'll be going until about 10:30 as Caroline of Sexy in Van City is she's indisposed. There you go. She can't make it in this evening. Her work calls and all that good stuff. So we're getting close to Christmas, so there will be, you know, a few seasonal tunes in here, but I thought because I'm not doing